4. And he would say, "But there never was a time when you told me exactly how you felt." And she'd say, "Even if I told you, you wouldn't have listened anyway." And he would close his eyes, sigh deeply, and reply, "How the hell would you have known, Carol? I mean, tell me that. How the hell would you have known if I'd been listening?" And then one of them, it didn't matter who, would mention Jess's name. And at that point, things would kind of quiet down. Seems that Jess was perhaps the only reason Ray Hartman and Carol talked anymore. And maybe because of that, there was the hope that somehow, some way, something good might have been salvaged from their 13 years together. Spend that many years living side by side, breathing the same air, eating the same food, sharing the same bed, and separation felt like losing a limb. And though hours were spent in some vague attempt to convince themselves that the limb was diseased, that it had to be amputated, that they could never have survived leaving it where it was, the truth always haunted them. No one else would ever feel that good, that right, that familiar. And there would always be a standard against which all others were judged. And though the sex might have been better, though the complaints might have been different, they would always be aware of the fact that this new one was not the one. All their conversations went like that these days. Recriminatory, bitter, resentful, sharp, and to the point. And they would always talk on the phone when Jessica wasn't there, because she was a human being too, all of 12 years old and mindful of what was happening between her parents. Carol Hartman, separated from her husband now for the better part of 8 months, always called when Jessica was out with friends or on a sleepover, or at band practice or down at the gym. And Ray Hartman, he of the broken heart and bloodied knuckles where he'd put his fist through the kitchen cupboard door that evening of the 28th of December, would take the call and sit on the edge of his bed, and he would hear her voice and believe that never in his life would he miss anything as much as he missed his wife. 3 days after Christmas, for God's sake, drunk and loud, and screaming some mindless crap at the top of his voice, and Jessica crying and running to her mother because Daddy had gone out of the loop once again. And it was never Jessica.